Bolivia's president, Hugo Banzer, formally resigned today. He's handing over power to his vice president because he is suffering from advanced lung and liver cancer. Banzer has been a pivotal figure in the recent history of the South American country. He's been both a dictator and a freely elected president. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Looking pale and thin, 75-year-old President Banzer went on TV last week to announce his decision to step down, 1 year before the end of his term.
My state of health doesn't allow me to continue exercising the office of president with the dedication that the country deserves. My love of Bolivia leaves me no choice.
Banzer's frailty has generated an outpouring of sympathy in Bolivia, despite the fact that he's rarely enjoyed strong popular support. In 1971, Banzer led a military coup d'etat and ruled as dictator for 7 years. With the return of democracy, he embraced conventional party politics and was elected president in 1997 with a small plurality of the popular vote. On a street outside the cathedral in La Paz, Banzer's political supporters paste up posters honoring the ailing president. "My general, the fatherland salutes you with love," read the posters, which show a picture of smiling Banzer in healthier times. Cristina Conde watches the posters going up with mixed emotions. Conde is an Aymara Indian and wears the traditional felt bowler hat and rainbow-colored shawl. She says she and many other Bolivians haven't forgotten Banzer's authoritarian past, but she gives him credit for trying to make amends. He even held a mass in this very church, publicly asking for forgiveness, Conde says, referring to Banzer's act of contrition at Easter services last year, when he apologized for persecution of political dissidents when he was dictator. Conde says, if a person recognizes his failings, we should learn how to forgive him. These days, Banzer's political opponents focus more on the policies of his democratic phase, especially his so-called Zero Coca Plan, an aggressive, militarized effort to eradicate illegal coca leaf cultivation. Banzer's plan has reduced Bolivia's coca crop by more than 90%, and the country is no longer the big supplier of raw material for cocaine that it was just a few years ago. Banzer's plan has delighted the United States government, but it's also created a political backlash at home. In Bolivia's intimate parliament, the size of a small-town American courthouse, Representative Evo Morales has become a force to be reckoned with. He leads an increasingly volatile movement of cocaleros, coca leaf growers, who've staged angry protests against Banzer's policy. The cocaleros have closed Bolivia's trunk highways for weeks at a time, causing food shortages in major cities and violent clashes with police. Morales says Banzer's zero coca policy has deprived poor Bolivians of hundreds of millions of dollars in desperately needed income. It's caused this economic crisis, the hunger and misery, Morales says, not to mention the constant violation of human rights when our people rise up against the injustice and the police crack down. Morales says the Banzer government sold Bolivia short, in his words, by not demanding that the U.S. compensate Bolivia adequately for the loss of coca income. American officials here point out that the U.S. has rewarded Bolivia with aid of roughly $200 million a year, as well as debt forgiveness and trade benefits. Still, even Bolivians who favor the zero coca policy say that's not enough. Economics professor Gonzalo Chavez says that after 3 years of stagnant economic growth, the militant cocaleros are no longer the only ones who oppose the zero coca plan.
Right now, the informal sector, the small business, the poor people are having all the collateral effects of this policy. So I think that right now they're having a second thought.
The man poised to take over for President Banzer, Vice President Jorge Quiroga, has already said that he'll continue the zero coca policy. Many Bolivians hope Quiroga will be in a better position to coax Washington into increasing Bolivia's reward for being such a cooperative partner in the war on drugs. That hope may be well-founded. The 41-year-old Quiroga was educated in the U.S., worked for IBM, and has an American wife. His ties to the embassy are so good, U.S. officials in La Paz have lately tried to avoid giving interviews about how much they like him, for fear of handing ammunition to his more nationalistic political opponents. Martin Costi, NPR News, La Paz.